Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namigande, and this is The Rundown. Today marks 1 year since the Hamas attacks that killed about 1,200 people in Israel. More than 40,000 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in the year since. Muslim and Jewish leaders in Chicago are worried that the anniversary could prompt hate crimes. Maggie Slavin is with the Council on American Islamic Relations.
I think the Muslim community right now is on edge about October 7th, and especially just with what's happening with Iran retaliating against Israel. That has everybody really freaked out. Because we know that when there's an action that's escalated overseas, that we feel the impact of that at home.
Jewish organizations across the Chicago area are holding special services today. Multiple groups are gathering for a memorial in North Suburban Skokie tonight. And the Jewish United Fund has an event specifically for young adults in Chicago. Chicago police say they'll have special attention on places of worship. Doctors with the Chicago-based aid group Med Global called for a permanent ceasefire in Gaza during their annual conference this weekend. The group has been sending volunteers to Gaza over the last year. Local physician Tammy Abu Ghanem returned from her second trip to Gaza in August. She says access to supplies and medications have diminished. There isn't any soap and they can't control infections.
You just have to really do the best that you can, but the best that we can do is not enough. I've learned that there are 1,000 ways to kill a population, and it's not always bombs.
Abu Ghanem is one of 99 doctors and volunteers who wrote a letter to President Biden calling for a ceasefire. Last week's announcement that Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's hand-picked school board is resigning has some officials worried about his ability to get other priorities passed. Some city council members are concerned the turmoil will make it more difficult to get funding from Springfield. State Representative Cam Buckner is a Johnson ally, and he says the public power struggle may shake the confidence of state lawmakers who hold the purse strings.
It needs to be very clear who is leading the district, what their plan and what their vision is. You can't come to Springfield asking for more resources if leadership is in disarray and we don't know what's going on one day to another.
Mayor Brandon Johnson will announce new board members today. He has sole authority now to appoint members, and in January will appoint the majority of a partly elected board. But a letter signed by 41 Alder people, including Johnson's allies, calls for a hearing before members are replaced, saying Chicagoans, quote, deserve a voice. The Southside Science Festival drew young researchers to the University of Chicago on Saturday. Toddlers and elementary schoolers helped run experiments with green algae, lemon-powered batteries, and more. Lisa, Corey, and Philip checked it out.
Yuvin Culler and his bestie, Bray Taylor, just rode a stationary bike powering a blender. Now the 10-year-olds are tasting the fruits of their labor, a mixed berry smoothie.
How is it? Is it good?
Yeah.
All your hard work, it paid off?
Me and her did it.
Did you do it too?
I did it better.
You did it?
Yes, I did.
What about it?
Because mine's bubblier.
You did like 2 seconds.
Yuvin wants to be in the NBA when he grows up, but after checking out the festival, he's now also considering a career in science.
Here are some other things you need to know about today. This year's NASCAR Chicago Street Race generated $128 million in total economic impact. A study commissioned by Choose Chicago says that's a 17% increase from the inaugural event. The Tribune reports a separate study showing the race generated more than $43 million in media value for the city. That's up 85% from the first year. Despite that growth, TV ratings and total two-day attendance declined. Former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan will enter a federal courtroom this week on charges he used his vast influence to run a criminal enterprise to amass even more wealth and power. Madigan is charged in a multi-million dollar racketeering and bribery scheme, some involving Illinois' largest utility. The Chicago Democrat was once considered the most powerful force in Illinois politics. From wiretap calls to video-recorded meetings, much of the evidence has been previewed in open court. A sweeping investigation of public corruption has already produced convictions of legislators and Madigan's former chief of staff. Sunny skies are forecast today. Expect a high in the upper 60s, clear tonight with a low around 50. Sunny again tomorrow with a high in the low 70s. Be sure to come back this afternoon for the latest news and information. I'm Alex Stagman. Thanks for listening.